Right now, though, it's a pleasure to welcome in someone that, of course, was right down the street from us for a long time. Darren Winston is going to be joining us. An event's been going on at Sharon Library, the Hotchkiss Library here in Sharon, called Postering Sharon. They've had a couple Zoom events already. The National Children's Book Week posters that happened on September 22nd. Now, coming up in just 3 days, World War One posters with Leonard Marcus. And then the next event will be their historical poster collection. David Pollack will be joined by Darren Winston on Thursday, November 3rd at 7 p.m. And that's what we're going to be talking about right now with Darren Winston. Good morning, Darren.
Morning, Marshall. How are you?
I am fine. You know, how bad can I be? The Yankees are still in the playoffs. The Giants are 5-1, and the Jets are 4-2. The world is okay.
I couldn't agree more.
All right. Well, this has been an interesting event that's going on with the Zoom events at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon. I've seen some of the posters that they've talked about. And on November 3rd at 7 p.m., it's a free Zoom event once again. You will be there with David Pollack, and you'll be talking about the library's historical poster collection. And I remember when you had your shop, it was far more than books. You had things like this in your shop.
That's exactly right. I'm not sure if this came up in any of the other Zooms, but one of the fun things about this event, you know, Gretchen Hockmeister from the library had reached out to me and told me the story of the posters, which I'm assuming your listeners know. I'm going to briefly repeat that.
You can go over to some of them, yeah, but they're just amazing posters that I've seen
so far. Yeah, no, exactly. Amazing posters that, you know, posters are utilitarian, right? They're ephemeral. They're meant to do a job, and they're meant to go away, either in the garbage or whatever. Posters were not invented to be collected as or looked upon as art. They just function like sticking a sign in the window saying you're open or closed. And the fact that these posters slowly were amassed right down the street at the library over the last 100 years, someone over a period of years kept thinking, oh, we'll tuck this away, we'll tuck this away. It's interesting, or it's charming, or it's historical, whatever their thinking was. And then for them all to come sort of almost flying out of this hidden drawer in the table as they, you know, heaved it over the railing is just, it's hysterical and amazing. And that's how these discoveries are found. That's how things like that survive, because they don't survive hanging on a wall for 100 years. You know, they're made out of paper. Sometimes they're made out of poor paper. So Gretchen calls me up, says, you know, we found these posters. Can you have a look? And I did, and we discussed them, and I told her what I thought. And I said, really, you should talk to David Pollack, because not only is he one of the foremost poster experts, but he lived in Sharon for 10 years, which he and I discovered almost the first time we met once I moved to Philadelphia and joined Freeman's. So once we made this connection, I said, where are you from? Connecticut. Where in Connecticut? Litchfield County. Where in the county? Sharon. I said, you're not going to believe this. Huh. And then we started comparing addresses and friends, and were you there before the Sharon Market was the market, and it was Trotta's, all these funny little local, you know, signposts in the last 15 or 20 years. But he's not only a poster dealer, he's one of the poster dealers. So I said, look, they've asked me to weigh in on this. Would you like to do it as well? I'm sure they would love to, sort of former Sharonites. And he said, of course, and Gretchen said, of course. And now, as you mentioned, on the 3rd, we're going to talk about the posters. I'm going to let David do most of the talking, because I can talk about them. He can talk about them, under them, through them, but you know what I mean? Everything. Just understands their context and everything. But most importantly, they are beautiful to look at. And I think part of why they are beautiful to look at is when the World War One posters were done, when the World War Two posters were done, there were just miles and miles of professional artists that were engaged to do these things. And I think maybe even in the press release, they talk about how the ones from the First World War are largely the popular illustrators of the day, people like Howard Chandler Christie and Charles Dana Gibson, although I don't think Gibson did one, but all of those sort of big guns of the early 20th century. By World War II, you get designers coming in. So these posters aren't just interesting or beautiful or heroic looking. They have a completely other level of design, and that design is often meant to sort of pull on some part of you, your heartstring or your fear or your concern or whatever. And when the exhibition is up, you'll get to see this sort of history of poster making, history of posters as propaganda, both good and bad. You know, in this case, mostly American propaganda. You know, join the war effort, buy bonds, whatever the case may be. But it's such a cool collection, and I love that it came out of our little, tiny, beautiful, sweet library up the street.
It's great that that they decided to do the renovation. Otherwise, they would have stayed locked up and not even known about probably for years. But the great thing about posters, Darren, and correct me if I'm wrong, really, they were the social media of their time. I mean, there's a reason. A lot of people don't even know the statement, post no bills here. But there's a reason there's that statement, because that was the way to communicate with people, no matter what you were doing, no matter what the event was to put a poster up.
That's exactly right. And perfect example is when you're having a tag sale, when the fruit is in season, what do? You see a bunch of signs down on the corner, down the street from you by the clock tower, because that's how you get people's attention. You put something up, and if you've got fruit picking, you put up a bunch of smiling strawberries. And if you are trying to get people to sign up for war, you put a smiling soldier on a poster, and you put it somewhere prominent. And one of the interesting things about the reason the library has those posters, it's not, they didn't collect them, they amassed them, and they amassed them because as a civic institution, the government sent those posters to the library to be used because they knew that that was a highly trafficked area, and they wanted the people going through the library to see those things. And I suspect they were sent to the town hall. Maybe the town hall has a hidden drawer somewhere. We have to find it. You'll see on the, I don't know if this will be in the display, but a lot of the posters are folded. And if you were to fold them all the way back up, they're about the size of a magazine. And on one side of them is a stamped postal address, because the government was sending, you know, hundreds and thousands of them at the same time, let's say, to every post office or to every civic institution. And those are the ones that, not just those, but a lot of the posters were never hung. There's no tape marks. There's no pinholes. Maybe they were extras. Maybe the library didn't have room. But seeing the stamp on the back, it makes you realize, just as if you go into the post office and you see, I think they still do the 10 most wanted, right, fugitives,
yeah,
that sort of thing, maybe in the bigger post offices. I'm not sure if Sharon has it, because, as you said, it was the social media of the day, and it still is.
Yeah.
These days, you've got the other things, but posters are, you know, they're beacons.
Well, the event we're talking about, once again, the whole event is called Postering Sharon. The next event comes up on October 20th, which is World War I posters with Leonard Marcus. But then, on Thursday, November 3rd at 7 p.m., the Zoom event is the library's historical poster collection. Darren will be there with David Pollack. The Hotchkiss Library of Sharon.org. For more information, it is a free event. And Darren, it's great to have you back in town again for something like this.
It's great to be on the WHDD airwaves, Marshall. Thank you so much for including me.
All right, you still playing music?
Still playing music. In fact, we played our most recent gig on Friday in Lakeville at the Indian Mountain School's 100th anniversary gala, and that was our first gig in 3 years since COVID shut us down. So the Harlem Line Band was in town. We had a great time. And it was just beautiful to be back in the area and playing music again, but mostly just being back in the area.
All right, Darren, always great to speak to you. Be well.
Thanks. You too, Marshall. Bye-bye.
Take care. Darren Winston here on The Breakfast Club, Postering Sharon. Darren will be there Thursday, November 3rd, 7 p.m. for that Zoom event, the library's historical poster collection, Hotchkiss Library of Sharon.org.